Here are some interesting alternatives for Dafyomi. The first recording is of today's Daf from the 13th cycle, which was done within about a half an hour. And that's followed by a very fast review, about 5 minutes, allowing you to review the entire Daf quickly. Followed by the same Daf from either the previous cycle's Dafyomi, or perhaps even from 2 cycles ago, Dafyomi. Different ambiance, usually done in greater detail. You can choose one or the other as your first Daf, the other one as a review Daf. But whatever you do, enjoy. Today's Daf in the second Shabbat, brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim, is Daf Tzadi Aleph. And we're starting today a wonderful new perek. Fangtan Eilek Perek, Hamatznia, Lizera, Ladugma, Lurfu'a, Votzio B'Shabbat Chayav. Even though we've mentioned some of these issues earlier, and Tosfos asks what exactly is the point of the repetition over here, it leaves it hanging. But if somebody has in mind, I mean, it is the Derech of the Tanna, as Tosfos said in other places, to mention briefly an idea and then to bring it out at some later point. So what we're talking about over here is the idea which is called Achshava. If somebody makes something important in his own mind, a subsequent Hotzah is Mechayev him, even though it doesn't fill any of the Shiurim that we had earlier. So let's say you wanted to take out less than Grogeret, but your intent was to plant this particular thing, or to use it as a sample, so you just want to show a little bit of it to somebody. Or you need a small amount because it's necessary for a medical ingredient, and then you took it out on Shabbat, which is very strange, because if the idea is Achshavei, why would you first have to be Matzniya? It is as if it's some kind of formal act of putting it away, and then only afterwards, this is what Gemara is going to ask. You'd be Chayev, but anybody else would not be Chayev. Kol Adam, who takes out what you had put into the cabinet earlier, and takes it out without this particular purpose, he wouldn't be Chayev. He would only be Chayev on it Kishiyuro. Now, if after taking it out, and setting it down, you decide that, I'm not going to use it. So now you're chazar v'yichdiso. You bring it back in, less than a shiur. You will not be chayev for the achnasa, because for the achnasa, you would need the full shiur, since at this point you do not intend to use it anymore for what you originally thought. So then you would not be chayev al kishiuro. So even though there was an initial hatsna'a, at this point that hatsna'a doesn't matter. The whole concept of Hatzna'ah makes no sense. The point over here is you had an intent for a particular purpose. And if you have that intent, it's Makshav Dotso. Then all you need to say in the Mishnah is someone who is Motzi for the purposes of Zriya, of one thing, let's say, or a Dugma to show a sample of a tiny little bit of material. Or for refuah, it would be chayav b'choshu. That's not, should that be an issue one way or the other? Omer Abaye, Halkam Omer Yaskinan, Kegonchi Hitznio, Vishachach Lama Hitznio. Richie has walked in at exactly the moment where he can give us, we're talking about Lidugma. Richie, we've basically gathered together a team of South Africans to stay right behind you because they've been following the Daf. They're familiar, exactly. And basically, you'll notice we have Gavi right there and Gershi right on his side. The two of them are, they've got a poker, red hot. And this is a dugma. What is the dugma? The dugma is if somebody, now it's hard to imagine someone like this, except thank heavens we've got someone right here, who would set something aside. Okay, you put it aside and you had a clear-cut purpose. This is exactly what I need for a refuah. Of course, by the next morning he hasn't the slightest. I did put this aside for a reason. It's not familiar, Rich. I know I put this aside for a reason, but I can't remember what it was. Right? Who knows what I put it there for? You know, what the heck? I'll take it out because I probably need it for something. So now the question is, there's no achshavei at the moment of the hotzah. Because he doesn't know why he's taking out it, just because of the fact that he'd originally been matzniyah. So that's the question. Would that be mechayev him? Says Abaye, that's the point. If you were motzi it for a particular purpose, then it would be obvious that that purpose would be meaningful right now. But that's not the case. What happened was you were matzniyah it, and then shachach lama hitznio. It's like Richie often finds himself upstairs wondering why he went there, just like me. I know I came up for a reason. So now he forgot why he put it there. He's taking it out, stam, figuring he needs it for something or other. So I would have thought that that's not considered to be akshave, because he doesn't know what he's doing. The point, therefore, is that if you had a clear-cut definition of intent initially, that even if subsequently you don't follow up on it in your mind, but what you're doing on the base of the original makshava, which is a tremendous chiddush when it comes to melachat makshava, because the whole idea of Shabbat, of course, is that you have to know what you're doing. The idea that it's possible to have known to continue on that basis is the chiddush of our mishnah. It's a big chiddush. Amar Rav Yonah Mishmuel, you should know that Rabbi Meir was Machayev even if you were Motzi Chita Achat Lezriya. This is something you need to tell me. Obviously, it says kosher. I mean, what do you mean? Even one little seed of wheat. Obviously, this is not a kosher tonight. Well, no, because Ma'al Tema Kosher just means any amount, meaning less than Gogeret. I mean, you need the next Chosh of Ashir, maybe Leolam Adika, for instance, a Kezayit. Kamash on that note, even one is enough. I didn't say what this means. Are you essentially telling me that the act of Otsa is defined entirely by the intent of what it is you want to be motzi? And that should work in both directions. Say somebody decides, okay, I am moving my house today, the Shabbos. So my intent is to take out everything I have in my home. So then that would mean that until such time, So then that would mean that until you take out your entire home, you were essentially mevatel the meaning of this otzah, because this is not what you set out to do, and because of this, it's not a good enough shear. Why doesn't it work in both directions? So, Hakinami, were you suggesting that indeed, unless you took out your entire house, you wouldn't be chayav? No. Because hatam batla da'ator etzo kol adam. Look, the idea that I do not consider this to be a meaningful otzah, unless I can get the whole house out, is all very nice for you, but it's not normal. To say that when you were matzniya it for a particular purpose, let's say you need it for medication, anybody who would have needed it for that medication would have considered this to be a meaningful act. Masha'inkin to say, but it's not meaningful if it isn't the whole house, that's batla daita. Because two other people, that shear of a grogeret, would be meaningful in and of itself. So that's not a problem. Continued now, the Mishnah say, but anybody else who is motziyat based on your dad would be potter. Now, this means that the Mishnah is not going like Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Because remember, we learned earlier in the Tanya, klal amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, kol she'eino kasher la'atznia ve'matznin kamohu, whatever is something that is never set aside by normal people, and or it's not a shiur that it's chashev, and one guy decides for some strange reason that it's hukshel azeh, so he wants this material, and he comes on to his matzniyad, and someone else, based on his hatzna'ah, finds it in the closet and he takes it out. The second person is taking out something that is chashev to people. What's the difference if it's chashev to him or not? Omar Rav Amram, and that obviously is not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says only the individual's machshavit could be chayev based on a hatzna'ah. Omar Rav Nachman, hotzi ki grogeret la'achila. Now, Rava quotes Rav Nachman as having said that if you take out a grogeret for the purpose of eating, and now you change your mind before you set it down. Now remember, the rotzak, it's a sub, an akira, and then a hanocha. Now, in this case, before you set it down, and therefore before there was a chiyev on the hotzah, you just change your mind, and you decided that actually you're going to use it for planting. You're not going to eat it. Or vice versa. You took out a grogeret for zriya, and you changed your mind, and you decided, no, you know what? I'm going to use it for achila. You're chayev. Says the Gemara, well, isn't it obvious? Pshita. I mean, zilachi kishira v'zilachi kishira. Of course you're chayev. You didn't do any change of intent that is meaningful in terms of redefining the act here, because the fact is that what it is that you took out, which is the shear of a grogeret, would be sufficient to be mechayev you, whether it's for achila, which requires a larger shear, or whether it's for planting, which is sufficient to take out a smaller shear. So what's the big deal? Ah, says Rav, let me explain to you the first point over here. Ma'o detema be'inan akirava anachah b'chodom akshav. The first, now you're right. This is a relatively simple thing to establish, but nonetheless there's a chiddush here. And we're going to see that Rava, even though Rav Nachman wasn't the one who developed this whole thesis, it's Rava here And that's what our kasha is. I mean, the Achronim point out, we're about to embark on a series of increasingly subtle questions to raise the relationship that you have with your makshava to the act, purpose of the act, and the shear that's associated with that act. And then it's going to become even more complex, for the shear itself changes in the middle of the act. So normally, we do that, and we don't care that the first step in a series of increasingly subtle issues is simple. But over here, the reason the Gemara says Pshita is because it's two completely different people. Reb Nachman wasn't the one who continued to raise the issues. Rava was the one. So when Rava quoted the original issue of Reb Nachman, what's the big chiddush? Rava is using this as a chiddush because he first wants to establish that, look, you certainly don't say that even though an act of Hotzah, as the Mishnah tells us, is very intimately connected to the purpose, that purpose is in terms of the shear on the simplest level. Therefore, if the shear accommodates any purpose, so that it's the maximum shear anyway, we don't really care that you changed your mind in between. And we don't say, well, these are two separate acts. You did the Hanukkah for one, the Akira for one purpose, and the Hanukkah for another purpose. The purpose here is irrelevant in defining the act of the malacha. It only defines the shear of the malacha. That itself is a chiddush. Now, once we've established this, says Rava, I have some more complex issues. So I would have thought, and that's missing. That far we don't go. But now look, says Rava. How about this? Boy, Rava. Suppose you take out a chatzi grogeret. Now, a chatzi grogeret is certainly a sufficient shiur, but only for planting. It's not enough for eating. But lo and behold, and of course, when we say chatzi grogeret, we mean less than a grogeret. So let's say you were missing, you had 99% of a grogeret. You take it out, meanwhile it's raining, a little bit of water falls on this stuff, and it swells. At this point, when you're in the middle of the chutzah, it now is the shear of a grogeret. So it was tafcha, because it's now absorbed some of the water. In between, you decide that you want it for eating. V'nim l'chaleh l'achilah. Now, in this case, I want to know, because, you see, I'll tell you what my sides of the suffix are. I mean, intim tzoloma, I understand that we've established that a change of intent in the middle of an act doesn't really matter over here, because all I need to know is the shear. But there's a big difference, because hatam l'demechayv, in that first case that we established, I understand it's yechayv, because zilacha ikashira, vizilacha ikashira. It doesn't really matter, because the shear of the grogeret, which remained a grogeret from beginning to end, would have covered any and all circumstances, and therefore I understand that in that case, it's irrelevant that there was a change of intent in mid-hotzah. But that's because you started with a shear. But now, in this case, at the time that you did the akira, you had less than a grogeret, correct? If your actual intent at the time of the hanacha had been in effect at the time of the hotzah, the akira, you wouldn't have been chayav. Because had you been thinking about your ultimate goal, namely, for Akila, so then we would have told you, well, there's not enough here to eat. Which means that vis-a-vis Akila, when you picked it up, you never picked it up because it wasn't a shear. So now you're saying, but the point is that my initial intent did have a shear. Because at that time, it was for Zriya. And when I changed my mind that I wanted it for Akila, I also had a shear. Because at that point, it had absorbed water. Now you see, this is far more subtle. Because over in the first case, in order to be makshiv, the act of Otsah, the relationship really to my ultimate purpose wasn't very meaningful, since the shear was there and could have accommodated any Otsah. But in this case, there's a direct relationship of my original intent to the shear at the time and my ultimate intent to the shear at that time. Now my question is, okay, but if that's the case, then I really have two completely different acts, because I can't say it's irrelevant, it's very relevant. The only reason that I did the Akira in the first place that would have been meaningful was only because my intent at that point was for Zriya, but that intent never ended up actualizing itself. Can I be mitzarif? This is a beautiful question. So do we say that given the Afka, lo habib shir akhil, at the time of the Akira, there wouldn't have been a shir to be mechayiv you according to what it is that you ultimately did, so therefore we can't be mechayiv you in the end, because we can't be mitzarif the beginning to the end? Or do we say, now hold on a second, the bottom line is that in terms of the act of Hotzah, kivan de'ilu ishtik, v'lo chishava, let's say you would have just continued to do whatever it is you wanted to do, okay? There wouldn't have been a problem. You started off with a Zriya, you had a shear for a Zriya, you ended up with whatever, because the shear at the end could have accommodated either Zriya or Vakila. Therefore, it's meaningless that you changed your mind. Because at that point anyway, there would have enough to have been accommodating the Zriya. So then you would have been mechayev amachshava d'zriya. So therefore, it's irrelevant that you changed your mind in between. Hashtanami mechayev. Okay. So this is the second level of subtlety. Now let me up it. Okay. Here, let me up it. Let's assume for a moment that the reason that I was ready to go with that case was because, well, listen, you know, if you hadn't changed your mind, you still would have been chayev at the end. Okay. So, im timtza lomar, if you're ready to say that, well, okay, in that case, given the yishtig, therefore I would have been anyway chayev on the makshav of zriya, so therefore hashtanami mechayev. How about the other way around? I'm going to raise the stakes. Suppose originally I had a shear of a grogeret. Just. It's a steaming hot day. I pick this up in order to eat it. Walk outside in the sun. And lo and behold, there it is, shrinking as I look. Oh no, the old ice cream cone is melting. Now I don't have a grogeret. So I decide, okay, I can always plant an ice cream tree. So I'll plant it instead, right? So therefore, if I was mochi a grogeret lachila, now it's something. So now I decide, okay, let's plant it instead. So nim lachalel is ria. Aha, now over here, you can no longer say that my machshava is irrelevant because I could have just left things as it were, because I couldn't. So mao hacha vadai ki ishtik, had I not changed my mind in the middle to decide the zriya, then I would never have been chayev on the machshava kamaita because I didn't have a shear at the end. Lo machayev. So therefore I can't be mitzar for sure in this case. Odiomar, shall we say nonetheless, but the hashtag, Lena, look, but the bottom line is, we have to look at the act, at the time, and at each point, everything is fine, okay? So, but the hashtag, Lena, right now, do we have a shiur? Yes. So what do I care? What are you getting so complicated for? My gosh. Take things easy, man. And but the hashtag, Lena, mechayev. Okay, now let me take it one more step, huh? What do you say? Let's assume, says Rav, I love it. The im timtza lomar, if you're ready to say, okay, in this case, butter hashtaz lean on, and you'd be chayef. I got another problem for you. Suppose you take out a grogeret in order to eat it. You're walking along in the hot sun, and it shrieks, vitsamka. Now it starts raining. The rain falls on it, and lo and behold, it swells up again, rehydrates your dehydrated food. And it's tough. Now, the question is, can I be... You didn't change your mind about anything. Now, my question is like this. Can you be mitzarev, an act that at one point could not have been concluded successfully? My original akira could never have led to anocha at the midpoint where there wasn't enough of a shear. So now he's, oh, but it rained. Aha! But when it rained, that already was mavato, my original hotzah. Now, I'm in the middle of walking on this new substance... I never had done an akira. That's my question. So now, yesh dichui le'inyan Shabbat, or ein dichui le'inyan Shabbat. Remember that for many issues, the din is that there's a concept of dichui. Let's say you're going to bring a korban. This korban is nifsal in between, and now it becomes roi again. So if something happened to Mizbeach, whatever, there's many examples of dichui. So over there, we have a concept that once something was nitka from its use, that's it. You cannot now reuse it because the original act, or the original hegdash, as the case may be, is no longer applicable. Therefore, over here, I want to know whether this needs to be something that could have been concluded at any time or not. What do you say? I say, I don't know. Let it stand. Take it. Boy mine rava miramach. I had another issue, says rava. Zora kizaya truma lebayatame ma. I want to know what the din is. A guy takes a kizayas of truma, throws it into a house which is tame, and now that's going to be matame the truma. What's the din? What's the din for what? What do you mean, what's the din? Lamai, explain what your question is. I mean, is your question you threw it into a house on Shabbos? I mean, then what does that have to do with Kazayat? Sure, is it Gogeret, Bina? If the question is, are you going to be Metame the Truma? The shear for Truma is Kibetza. Now remember, there's a famous Machlok, because we've had many, many times from Rashi and Tosis, whether the Kibetza is in terms even of Kabbalat Tuma, as Rashi says. Or is it Lagabe being Metame Acherim specifically? Okay, that is a question. But in any event, you would need a kibetza. So what is the kizayat? If you could please explain yourself a little bit better. Clearly, Rava had an interesting case in mind. He was talking about Linyan Shabbos. But what happened is that there was kigodika pachot mi kibetza ochlin. You had a little bit less roibosh, 100%.
Hesher ali kuyavinu.
good enough for me. Yes, indeed. Although your countrymen over here may no longer... I mean, you came from the Queen of England when you came, but you know they've forgotten all about that.
They've got Zoma.
Things have changed a bit. So this case is, you've got less than a kibbetzah, but together with this kezayit, when it lands, you will now have a kibbetzah. And here's my question. Mine. Do I say that, look, since this moment of zurika, when it lands on top of the food, it's going to be very choshev, because it's choshev in terms of the tuma, so it's mitzarif, this kezayit would be mitzarif l'inyan tuma, that should give it ipso facto a chashivut in terms of the hotzah of Shabbos as well. So we should say that even though there was no hatzna'ah, but the act per se is more choshev because it's now going to be mitzarif l'inyan the tuma of Ochlin. So therefore, mitzarif nami, ribechayev nami l'inyan Shabbat. Or do we say, well, what does the tuma have to do with the price of eggs in China? They're calling in Shabbat, could go garret be, you know, I didn't mean that, Nani. What could be more important than the price of eggs in China? But as far as Shabbat is concerned, we always need the shear of a crow garret, we're not going to be mitzarif tuma. Omar lay, so Rav Nachman said to Rava, what's your question? It's obvious what the answer is to that. Tani Tua, it says beferish that Abba Shaul Omer, shtei alechem velechem aponim. A guy is taking the shtei alechem velechem aponim out of the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbat. On Shabbat. The din is that the shear of a tzah is the shear of a grogeret. Now, I ask you, says Rav Nachman to Rava, I ask you, why would it be Kirgo Geret, the Ema, am I? Why don't we say Lema, Midele Inyan Yotse, the Kizayat? At what point would this thing be possible? How much would we need to make it Chayev for eating an Isser of Yotse, which is a din of Basar Basada Trefa, essentially? Even for the, whatever it is that you were Motsu, say Alechem, Lechem Aponim, and it's din of Tarfus. So why don't we say, since the kezayit is the shear for Yotze, then the shear of Shabbos should be kezayit over here. Must be because we don't confuse the shear. Just because something is kosher for purpose A doesn't make it kosher for purpose B. In this case, it's all Shabbat. That's your answer. So what do you mean that's the answer? What does it have to do with that case at all? It's ridiculous. Please. At what point does it become chayev on Yotze? The moment that you take it outside of the Chomata Azara, correct? When you take it outside of the Chobat Azara, are you in a Rishut HaRabim? No. You're still surrounded by the Chel. You're surrounded by the Arabayit. The wall around there. I mean, that's a Rishut HaRabim. And therefore, the moment that you took it out, when it became possible, B'yotzeh, you still have not completed your Hotzah. A Shabbat Lo Mechayev, you'd have to take it out to Rishut HaRabim completely, but by then it's already Yotzeh. So what does the Psul of Yotzeh have to do with the Hotzah of Shabbat? It's completely irrelevant. It's simply a coincidental event. That as I'm taking it out to Chutz Harabayit, it's also Nifsal on its way. So what? But over here, the moment of the Hanocha is the moment that the Tuma is Mushlim, the Shear of Tuma, because now it's Munach on the rest of the Erchlin, and now you have a Shear of a Kebetza. So over here, Shabbat Tuma Bahari Adade Ka'atya. By the way, there's, if you look at the case, you should ask yourself, who cares? Why does the Gemara have to point out that Yotzi Yerchayev, the minute that you take it out of the Chomat Ha'azara? The real issue is, you're not Chayev on Shabbos until you do the Hanukkah. So the point is, until you do the Hanukkah, it's wherever the Hanukkah is. It's not because it happens to be that you're still in a carmelite, let's say. You're still in Rishut HaYochid. That's not the point. The point is that the Hanukkah comes much later, and at that point, whenever it is. So the Achronim worry about this, because, I mean, it's really, the Gemara is bringing in something that isn't 100% necessary to point out. They say it comes to be talking about a case where you're being gorer also, which might have been considered to be that at each point it's a hanacha. We're going to get into that case a little bit later.
Is there Yosef, you don't need to put it down. You could take it out.
That's correct. That's correct. And that should have been the main point. Okay. Now, the next case that we have in the Mishnah is that if you change your mind and you ended up not using it, now you bring it back inside. So at that point, you're only chayev at the normal shear because you didn't use it for the purpose for which it had been mutzna. And therefore, it was mevatel, the original Hatzna'a. Yes, the Gemara, what does the Mishnah say that for? Pshita, I mean, obviously. Think because you were Matzniah something at one point, so now it is forever defined as a different shear? Pshita. Omer Abaya, no. The point of here is, Akma Yiskinan, Let's say you had a couple of fruit that you were going to use. Maybe you wanted to plant these fruit. You ended up not using it. And what you do is you throw it back into your storage area. But it lands on the side a little bit. So if you change your mind, you still want to use it. For planting, those original fruits are well-defined. So the makom of those fruits, I could still go back to. It's not like it's no longer nikar. So I might have thought that, look, the guy did not openly say, nah, never mind, I don't want it, and therefore be mavatal to zrika. That he's still keeping it really in abeyance until such point at which he might decide that he's going to use it. And therefore, until you're actually mavatal, your original hatsna'ah, it still retains its chashivut, you're keeping in mind, perhaps for an eventuality, and that eventuality is enough to be b'chayiv you on the achnas of a shiur that is less than a kegoyar. Gamash malan, that mean is arkele. That's not the point. The act of the zrika back into your storage area is itself a bitul of the original hatsna'ah, and now we really should get you recording the fine tongue helik perik.
Not the helik perik.
Now wait a minute. Either it's fine tongue helik perik. Or it's Zokta Helika Mishnah. I can't. This is very complicated.
Zokta Helika Mishnah.
The coffee's on top.
Amotzi Ochli. You took out some food. Now you put it down on the askufa. We're going to see that we're talking about over here an askufa, which is a carmelite. And that's not enough to be chayav. And then you continue on. And perhaps you go and you finish taking it out, or somebody else comes and takes it out from the askufa. Doesn't matter. Whether you yourself take it out, or whether somebody else takes it out, you're potter. Because as we know, the melechet hotza'ah needs to be an akira with a smooth hotza'ah and hanok. If there was hanok in between, in a mokab that wouldn't be mechai of you, we do not look at the entire act and say it doesn't matter what happened in between. Lo asam lachtob batachat. Now, suppose you have a large box, and this box is melea perot. You put the large box on the askufa hachitzona, which means that most of it is sticking out into Rosh Hashanah. This is not all out in Rosh Hashanah. In this case, afal pi sherov perot mibachutz, even though most of the contents is outside of the house in the Rosh Hashanah, nonetheless, your potter ad yotzit kol hakupa. You would be potter unless the entire box was removed. Now, the Mishnah, when you look at it, is self-contradictory. Because the opening says, Rov Perot Bibachutz, most of the Perot are out. Which would imply that if all of the Perot were out, let us say that you brought it right up to the edge of the box, and only the end of the box is in. Or maybe the Perot were only in the outer part of the box. Then the fact that the box remains inside is irrelevant. All of the Perot have been taken out. That's all that I care about. But then it goes on to say, you'd only be chayiv when you take out the entire box. Now make up your mind. Is it the contents of the box or is it the box? So that means that a careful read says to you, right in the open, I'm trying to teach you something that's not obvious. All right, so now let's try to understand what it is. First, let's understand, what is this askufa? I askufa mine. Is this askufa Rishut HaRabim? How can an askufa be a Rishut HaRabim who remembers, doot, 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 9 Tfachim exactly? That askufa, since it's used for putting your backpack down on when you back up, it's considered to be a chelik of Rishut HaRabim. As we said earlier. So is that what we're talking about? So that couldn't be, because why would it say if you put it down on the askufa, you'd be potter if you already mafik Rishut HaYachid or Rishut HaYachid? If this askufa is a Rishut HaYachid, because it's high enough to be a Rishut HaYachid and wide enough, so then how could it say ben shechazar v'otzian ben shotzian acher, whether you go back and take it from there into Rishut HaRabim or somebody else goes and takes it from there to Rishut HaRabim, you'd be potter. How could you be potter? Hakamafik Rishut HaYachid to Rishut HaRabim, you'd be taken out from Rishut HaYachid. So obviously, it can neither be Rishut HaYachid or Rishut HaRabim. So what are we talking about? We're talking about an askufa, which is a carmelite, and it is not 9 Tfachim, it's between 3 and 9 Tfachim, and therefore, it is neither Rishut HaYachid or Rishut HaRabim. And Meikra did it to Mokup, to the Rabbana gave it a din of a carmelite. Okay. So then the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, Vakam Ashma, Taima Dinach Bekarmelit. This is a tremendous Chiddush. The only reason that you would be potter is because you actually set it down in that Carmelit. But suppose you had walked. Suppose you had walked through the Carmelit and you hadn't sit it down in the Carmelite, halonach b'Carmelite, you would be chayav. But why is that? Clearly because walking through is not a violation of the conditions for hotzah. So normally you would have thought, okay, to be motzi mirshut hayachid rishut harabim, but to be motzi mirshut hayachid rishut harabim through some other area, which is a makom ptur, that's not considered to be an act of hotzah, which is basically ben azrei, the loke ben azrei. This teaches us that the Mishnah does not follow ben azrei, who says that tanya motzi mechanut leplatya derech stau is chayev, but ben azrei is poter. Remember that this is the classic picture that we have down right here, down in the Cardinal. So you have the storefront, you have the road, but between the storefront and the road, you have the stau, which is the area that is the covered storefronts, basically, in which people are unable to walk freely, your animals are unable to walk freely, you have all kinds of things that are put there, shelves that are put there, wares that are exposed. So over there, that's considered to be a Carmelite. And as I says, you're potter, because walking through itself is the equivalent of stopping in that Carmelite. Kupashi Malaya. Now let's get to our problem. The problem is, do we look at the box or do we look at the contents? Omar Chizkiah, well now, let me tell you something. Before we get to that question, we haven't even raised that question yet in our mind. Chizkiah seems to be saying rather naively that the case over here would have to be talking about a kupa that is filled with the type of peirot that take up the entire length of the kupa. Let's say you have a long stalk of corn, or you have kishu'in, dlu'in. But suppose the kupa would be filled with little seeds of mustard, for instance. So why do I need the whole thing to be taken out? Is it not so that whatever part of the kupa went out, it took along with it 100 pieces of mustard seed, minimum, 1,000 mustard seeds. So why would I be chayav? I'm taking out 1,000 mustard seeds. Why do I have to take out everything? Must be, therefore, that we're talking about a kupa with a long stalks in it, so that if I didn't take out the whole thing, I didn't take out any entire fruit. Alma kasabar, which would mean that Chizkiah holds that the fact that something is in the container is irrelevant. Lav shmeyeged, something which is mu'ugat. It's not considered to be all one thing by the container. We look at the contents. Now you see how clearly this machlokas is going to be perfectly fit to what the Mishnah is saying, because the Mishnah says both. On the one end it says the container is definitive, and the other end it says the contents are definitive. Rabbi Yochanan says, not true. Afilim le'yach hardal potur, even if the whole thing would be filled with mustard seeds, you would be potter. Why? Clearly, amakasavar eged kli, ish me'eged. Amar Rabbi Zeira. Well, I'll tell you, when you read the Mishnah, it appears that neither approach is correct. Matnitin de lo kechiske, deke v'lo krebi ochanan deke. On the one hand, look, kechiske lo deke. The Mishnah says, you're only going to be chayv if you take out the entire box. Hakechit kol hakupa. Now, does that not tell me? Time to call hakupa. If you don't take out the whole box, but you would take out enough so that the entire contents of the box have already been removed to Rishut HaRabim, you'd be potter. Hokol hapeirot patur. So you see that the Tana is saying that eged kli is shmei eged. But on the other hand, Rabbi Yochanan lo daik, it is not meduik like Rabbi Yochanan either. Because afal pisha rov peirot pachutz. What does the Mishnah say? Even though most of the peirot are out. Oh, most of the peirot. But how about if all of the peirot would be out? That would be sufficient, even though the box isn't out. So then it's saying we don't look at the box, we look at the contents. Now make up your mind. So you see over your hokol peirot avagav the agida kupa migavoy, even though these peirot are in a box that is still connected to itself inside of Rishut HaYachid, you'd still be chayev, which tells me that eget kli is irrelevant. Lav shmei eget. Wait a minute, so then the Mishnah has a problem. Forget about Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan. How do you explain the Mishnah? It's contradictory. Elokasha. So obviously, Chizkiah will have to explain this Mishnah in a way that is consistent with his approach. And Rabbi Yochanan will have to explain it in a way that's consistent with his approach. Chizkiah matarat zatayme, and Rabbi Yochanan matarat zatayme. Chizkiah says like this, look. The Mishnah is saying, Ach yotziet kol hakupa. And it means just that. But look, I meant dvarim hamurim. Clearly, when then it starts talking about something else, it's coming to be meramis to you now. Things are seldom what they seem. Skim milk masquerades queen. That's only because it's melayaki shu'in vediluin. Long or large things, which, unless you took out the whole thing, you didn't take out the whole contents. But had it been melayach hardal, then that's the equivalent of taking out the whole thing. And you would be chayav. That's why we use both of these things, so that the reader says, wait a minute, which way does it go? Ah, well, it can't be. It's because of the kli. It's got to be that it's a function of what type of thing is inside of this kli, because otherwise I'd have a contradiction. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan is a betar sotaimei, that the point of the Mishnah is basically not only in a case where rov perot would be bechutz, but it's not only that, rov perot, that's not the point. Even if kol perot would be outside, you'd still go lo zu af zu, you'd be potter achetir kol kupa. Now, we ask on this from the case of amotzi kupat harochlim. V'natana al ha'askufa chitzona, afa pisharov bina bachutz patur, achetir kol kupa. It says that if you take out an Avon bag, okay, and we had yesterday, and you leave, this is a box that is full of different types of perfumes and things that are being sold by traveling salesmen. And most of it is out, your potter, unless the entire case is out. Now, we assumed, kasak datik b'tzerari. We thought it's talking about that it's filled with different little bottles or plastic bags of different perfumes all ready for use. In which case, obviously, if you took out half of the bag, you've taken out half of the contents in terms of, you know, maybe 50 bottles of perfume and the rest are inside. But why wouldn't you be chayav on the bottles that you took out? Which means that apparently eged kli is considered to be eged, which is kasher l'chizkia. Omar l'chizkia, no, it's talking about that this is a traveling salesman who's selling the natural ingredients, long stalks of cinnamon and so on and so forth, which take up his entire bag. Burnus. Matev Rabibi Barabaye. So how do you explain the fact that it says somebody who steals a money bag on Shabbos, you'd be chayav, despite the fact that we would say, if you're taking it out of the guy's rishus, and you're going into the street, so then you're chayav an iser skila for carrying it out on Shabbat. So generally we would have the rule of kamlei ben rabim. If somebody does something, it's chayav mitan. So he's potter on tashlumin. Why would you be chayav for paying the guy for the money if you're anyway going to be killed for the same act? Obviously, it doesn't matter. Really being killed. The point is, you did an iser that was a chiyav misa. So why would you be chayav? I'll tell you why. Shekvar nitchayev b'gneva kodem shiavo lidei isur shabbat. Because at the moment that you picked up that wallet in the guy's rishus, at that point you made a kinyan gneva. You took it to yourself. You're chayav. Ah, but suppose you were dragging it along the ground. You're a smart aleck. You figure, if I pick it up and they catch me, I'll have to pay. But if I drag it, then I won't be chayev on paying, because I'll only be chayev the moment that it was motzi into Rishut HaRabim. Of course, there was no hasror or witnesses, so they're not going to kill me, but they can't make me pay either. Ha-ha! I'll lamed in court. So he's megarer v'yotze. I knew that learning was good for something. So I am a garer v'yotzei. There he is dragging it out. Then he would be potter. Why? Because the Isur Geneva and the Isur of Shabbat all come at the same moment. Now, I got a problem for you. Let us say that this money bag is 6 inches long. Aha. Now there you are pulling the money bag along. The moment the mouth of the money bag comes into the other rishus, at that point, you were not chayav on Shabbos, because if you hold eged kli shmei eged, you're only going to become chayav when you drag the entire bag out into Rosh Hashanah. However, as far as the kinyan is concerned, you've taken this bag into another rishus where it's accessible to you, and you'd be chayav on the geneva. So all your lumpness wasn't quite good enough. So then you have isal kadaitach eged kli shmei eged, then the yisr geneva came before the yisr Shabbat came. Aha! No, this guy is a super London. He didn't drag it out with its mouth facing outside, for heaven's sakes. He knows the way these rabbis are going to try to get him. What he did was, you're right. If he had taken it out with the opening facing in the outside, then he could have put his hand in and taken the things out, and then he'd be chayav on the geneva. But what he did was, he turned it around the other side. And he said, well, I'm not going to be chayav on this geneva until the moment that I take it out. But at that point, it's come libin rabimine, and therefore I'm putter no matter what. So therefore, he took it bottom first. Yeah, but wait a minute. He still hasn't got it all figured it out. There's a seam on the bottom, right? Now, you could theoretically pry open the seam, okay? If you pried open the seam, you wouldn't be chayav on Shabbos, because you don't tear it. But you just pry it open enough to get out a couple of coins. So then you should be chayav because of the theoretical capability of getting out those coins. So that would be the Kenyan at that point. But the rest of the bag would still be inside. If Eget Klish Me Eget, then he wasn't smart enough. So then we can be Machayev him, if you hold Eget Makom Chelma. We're a D'iboy Mafkalev Shakil. You could have removed it. Ah, you think we're talking about a bag full of coins, do you? No. We are talking about a bag full of gold bars. Aha, nasra. So therefore, until you pull the whole thing out, you're not going to be fired.
We're worthy.
These are long stalks of golden corn. Benaska. But wait, wait. There's always those schnutzim. He must have not noticed the schnutzim. What are schnutzim? Schnutzim are those little strings that stick out of your gym shorts that you pull tight. Right? Well, they stick out of money bags also. Drawstrings, there you go. And the drawstrings are still behind. If you're telling me the kli hasn't been removed, then when you get the stuff out completely and the nascha is out, the drawstrings are behind, and therefore we got him. We got him. Uh-huh. So, Timonik Shnatsim, Mafikle Atpume, could remove it even until the opening. Vishari Vishnakil, he could still take out the entire gold bars. But the schnutzim akina begavoy, as long as those drawstrings are inside, then it still wouldn't be chayim on the Shabbos. How about if there aren't any schnutzim, huh? The leka schnutzim. Or how about if there are schnutzim, the guy's smart enough to wrap the schnutzim around them? Come off it. I mean, if he's this smart, he could have taken care of that too. So ibay teima the itle, but he wrapped the schnutzim michrechei iluya. So there's still a way out. All right, we better have gone on a bit too long over here. Hamatzni alazer ladugma lerufuah votziya b'shabbat chayav b'kosher v'kol adamim chayav alav al kishiuro chazar v'nisoyin chayav al kishiuro. Lama le'mitni hamatzni. Just say hamotzi lazer ladugma lerufuah chayav b'kosher. Omer Abaye, Yechma is going to go and eat tzniyo, but he was afterward shachach l'mai tzniyo. V'hashta kamafik leitstam. Asuma v'tebe p'tule bat le'machshavto. Kamash v'lan kolo se al da'at rishona hu ose. Well, obviously, it says kosher, doesn't it? Well, ma'aditema kosher just means less than a grogeret, but maybe liolam adika kezayit, kamashvalam. Matkiflor, if you have a brother of you, that me'ata chishevlo tziko bito, so if you have a b'chayev, adam afkilu kulay, no, ata bata daito, etzu kol adam. V'chol adam ein chayavin alav ala kishiro matnitin to loka Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. The Tanya klal amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar kol she'ino kasher latzniyo ve'in matzniyin komo in the terms of the shiur v'ukshar ze vitzniyo u'ba'acher v'hotzi nitchayev ze b'machshavto shal ze omar rav amar Rav Nachman hotzi chigrogeret la'achila v'nim lachalel lezriya inami lezriya v'nim lachalel la'achila chayav. Obviously, no. I mean, zilochi kishura. Zilochi kishura. No. Because about the time, he did not care about nocha. Bechodam akshava. V'aleka. Kamashma. Now, says Rabbi, that we've established that. Let's get into this a bit. Hotzi chatzi grogeret lezriya v'tavcha. V'nim lachalel la'achila ma'o. Im tim tzolomar. Okay, that first case. Yes. Because over there, you're chayav. Because it really doesn't matter. Zilochi kishura, zilochi kishura. But over here, kiva de be'idna de afka, lo habi be'shura for achila, so then maybe you cannot be mitzarif in odiyoma. Kiva de'ilu ishtik v'lo chashiv alayah, you still would have been b'chayiv ha-makshava, the original makshava of Zriya, so who cares? Ashtanami v'chayiv. Okay, now let me up it one more. How about where the opposite is true? You were motzi grogeret la'achila, now it was tzumka. But at the moment that you're meniach, you are already been nimlach alel ezria, lesser shiur, which it does have. Ma'am. So hachavadai, since ki ishtik abakshav kamaita lo mechayev, therefore you should not be mitzarifin. Oh, Dilma, well, who cares? But the hashtag leader, you still be chayev. Okay, now let's make it more subtle. V'im tim zom about the hashtag in a mechayev. What would be the case if you were motzi grogeret lachila v'tzamka v'chos v'tavka ma'u? Do we say yesh dichuilin yan Shabbat or in dichuilin yan Shabbat? Take. What's the case? For Shabbos, you know we need a Gogera. For Tuma, you know you need a Kebetza. So what's your question? Le'olam l'nyan Shabbat. Obviously the case is, Ika pakot bi Kebetza ochlin indoors. When this thing is going to land on it, it's going to be mashlimit le'kebetza, to be makabel tumor, or to be mitame something else, depending on which Rishonim you hold, like mine. So do we say minimit star if le'in yituma b'chayev nami le'in yin Shabbat, or do we say, what does the one have to do with the other? Kol le'in yin Shabbat, you need a shir of kegogarz binan. Oh, t'ni tua, it's peferish. Abashol omer, shtei alechem, alechem aponim, the shir le'gabe hotzah is a grogeret. Why is it a grogeret? According to what you're just raising as an issue, Rava, why would we not say ve'ima lamai, lema rather, mi le'in yin yotzei? The shir is a bikazayit, so lein shabbos is not an issue bikazayit. So you see that it's two different issues. Immediately becomes possible, Yotze, and therefore that is a coincidental event to the Hotzah of Shabbos, because the Shabbos of Bekayv and the Mafik of Rishon Rabbim, Mashenkin over here, Shabbat v'tumah v'ari adadika atyar, you have not answered my question, have you? Chozav ignisso, inoch hayav, elakishiro pshitam, Rabbi Achmai Skidan, that you didn't openly cancel the original Hatznah. All you did was, but still, mikomon nikar, which allows access to the original intent. So, my other time, given a mikomon nikar, then perhaps the original intent remains still relevant. The bimilti kamay tekoi, kavash v'lan, midazar kela otzar, that itself is an act of bitule batle to the hatzna'a. Hamotzi ochlin v'netanan ala skufa, you'd be potter, because there was no hotza'ah bevatachat. So, lo asamach to bevatachat. Kupa, shimilei aperot detanan las kupa chitzona. Even though when it's a deyas kupa chitzona, most of the perot are bechutz, you'd be potter at shetziat kala kupa. What is this eskufa anyway? Ilay maskufa rishut rabbim, so it's tisha tvachim, so rabbim katvim aluye, therefore it's a dinner rishut rabbim, so before. Then why would you be potter? How come mafik rishut yachid rishut rabbim? Ella what? It's talking about a skufa that's big enough to be rishut yachid? So then how can we say benchotzia menchotzia nachir patur? How would you be patur if you're being mafik rishut yachid rishut rabbim? Ella, clearly this eskufa is a karmelite. So what's the chiddush? The only reason that the Mishnah is telling you that your partner is type that nach b'karmelit, but it hadn't been nach b'karmelit, you would be chayev, which means that the Mishnah is the loke ben azai. The Tanya matzim bechanut leplat yader stau chayav uben azai poter. Kupashi melea peron mechiske. Wait a minute, you got to understand. We're talking about a kupa that is melea, long, big kishuin diluin. But if it would be milayach hardal, so that in taking out some of the kupa, you took out the entirety of the peirot, so that you have hundreds of seeds, you'd be chayev. Alma kasavar eged kli is irrelevant. The lav shmei eged. Rabbi Yochanan says on the contrary, afilu milayach hardal, you'd be potter. You have to take out the entire thing. Alma kasavar eged kli is shmei eged. I'm Rabbi Zero, but this is weird because the Mishnah doesn't work out according to either approach. Lo kechizke deka, but lo kerabbi Yochanan deka. Kechizke lo deka, tiktani atshot yet kol hakupa. Which means kol hakupa, but kol hapeirot would not be enough. Amakasavar eged kli shmei eged. On the other hand, Rabbi Yochanan lo deka tiktad the apapishu rov peirot pechutz, which seems to be saying it's only time at the rov peirot. But had it been kol hapeirot, we wouldn't care about the fact that the kupa still is partially inside. So avagav deagida bekupa begavai, it's still be chayev, which tells you very clearly amakasavar eged kli is lav shmei eged. Well, okay, so then we got a problem, don't we? Elakasha. Well, chizki metaratzatameh, Rabbi Yochanan metaratzatameh, chizki metaratzatameh. The meaning is, atchetziat kolakupa. Of course, v'amet v'aram amurim, v'kupa melayak yishuin v'diluin. But if it would be melayak hardah, then it would be the equivalent of nazik mishotziat kolakupa v'chayim, and that's why it talks about rova peirot, to make that very clear. And Rabbi Yochanan Batarzatameh, Afa Pisharov Perot Mibachutz, and that would have been your first inclination based on the Resha. You should know, those who have zu, not only the case of rov perot bevad, even if cold perot would be bachut, should be potter. Achi otziat kol akupa, metve. Amotzi kupat harochelim. Unetana ala skufak itzonaf apishrov bina bachut patur, achi otziat kol akupa. Now, normally, a kupat harochelim is filled with separate bottles of perfume and boxes and so on, so bitzrari. In which case you took out certainly full tzrari, which is a kasha chizkia, because it's saying that eged kli yishme eged. And I'm like, yeah, then let's talk about over here, urnasi, long stalks of cinnamon and so on. Meisve rabibi barabaye, hagonev kiz b'shabbat, chayav shkvart chayev b'gneva, kodem shiavoli di yisra shabbat. But if you're smart enough to be megarer v'yotze, then you would be potter, because kim le b'rabim, you know? Since yisra gneva v'yisra shabbat, or b'in ke'a. Now, if you're right that Eged Kli is Shmei Eged, so then the Yisur Geneva comes the moment that you can get the money out, and the Yisur Shabbat comes only when the whole thing is out. So it's Kadam Yisur Geneva, the Yisur Shabbat. Well, that's true. Idavki derech pif, achinami, but achma askinan, davki derech shulav. Well, but you still could have gotten it out from between the seam, right? We're not talking about coins. We're talking about a naska. Ah, but still, what about those good old schnutzim? So since you have the schnutzim, you'd be mafkele atvumei short of a shakel, and still the schnutzim would mean that the whole thing is agida bigavoy. Now, come on, man. Lek a schnutzim. Okay, boy, tema. Even if there are schnutzim, they're michrachi yaguyay.
So, good morning. Today our daf is Tzadik Aleph. Please don't leave. And we had already... Am I right about this?
About a slavic?
No, about say Tzadik Aleph. No, don't leave. But we had already gotten up to the top Tzadik Aleph, and then we got up to just in the second line. Okay, so what we've seen so far about this fascinating parak is that, as opposed to earlier, where we analyzed the act of Hotzah in and of itself and not the definition in advance of what it was that it was going to take out, what the Machshava was, that was Koveya, the Hashivas of what he was taking out, our parak introduces the idea of Hatzna'ah, which we explained yesterday. By explained means where the Hotzah currently is being done to Stam, doesn't have a particular focus in what its purpose is. But Lamaisa, the person, because he had previously defined such and such an amount as being kosher, the Hotzah is defined by his initial definition. Even though right now it's not being taken out al-das, that definition, being taken out stam. So that's called kol ha'oseh, al-dat rishona ho'oseh. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, mechayev haya Rabbi Meir, af b'motzi chitach ha'pezriyam. Rabbi Meir held that even a single chita is choshev if he intends to be his oreyayet, and if he sets that aside, that defines his makshav. What's the chiddush in that chita? I mean, the Mishnah said, "Hamatznia lezera chayev b'choshev," and the one chita is choshev. Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. So what he tells me, Rabbi Meir was mechayev b'choshev, if that's what the Mishnah said, for heaven's sake. Mal detema koshev. I mean, we've already seen that koshev doesn't literally mean koshev. Koshev means something that is far less than you would have expected. So I would have thought, okay, kosher is a pshat, lafuke migro geret. But there's some level of akpada in which the person himself, his das, already becomes meaningless. It's in context of norms. So that the most of it would mean that, okay, a gro geret you don't need if he's machshav, let's say, kezayis. Kezayis is machshav. To say somebody's going to take out one defita for zriya, it's not the norm for zriya at all, is already going too far. Kamashbalan, that when it says kosher, it means literally kosher. Whatever this person decides he's going to take out, he's going to take out. No, it's not kibikach, his das could be kovad. Maskifor of Yitzchak Bereder of Yehuda, and the way Tesis is learning, Rav Yitzchak Bereder of Yehuda's atkaft is on his own father, on Rav Yehuda. You're saying that what it says over here means be'etzem, even a chitach, so that a kosher who doesn't mean some sheer less than a grogeret. I mean, so that would be saying that the sole consideration we have for the determination of the chashivas of the Hotzah is this person's das, even though it's very rochok from what might be the norm. So if that's the case, suppose you have a very rich person, and he decides that he's going to be mostly the contents of his household. Well, that's harsh up there. To take out just a silver candlestick, what's a silver candlestick? Dime a dozen. It means nothing to you. So maybe if such a person was matzni, I don't say he gathered together his entire household to move it, he puts it into a moving truck, and then he's motzi on Shabbos, and he doesn't realize that he left some things out, or he's took out only piece by piece, he should be perfect. Because after all, the consideration is that his das, even though it's rochek from the das of the norm, in the same way that this Tosfos understands it, but the kasha is, now that you've told me that we can be misrachet from what the norm would be. It doesn't mean stam less than groger. It means anything, whatever it is cultural. So it could be both directions. To me, that which I was makshe for Otsah is a very, very large year. Much larger than anybody else would have thought was kosher. So say the same thing. So if you're going to say that such an individual, if he took out a piece at a time, so he wouldn't be chayev ademapik lekule until he completes the entire Otsah?
Assume that
the shear,
the low shear is.
Why not? That's not an issue. Why not?
That's what you say. There's a minimum shear for the world, and then somebody can make it even more minimum if he wants, if he considers
kosher. Okay, so then what that means is that the normal das is not kovei the shear of otzah. That's not kovei the shear of otzah. I mean, make up your mind. If you hold that otzah is an objective malach, so then, what do I care what you decide is kosher or not? I understand. We're going to say, you were kasher shtei oisyos. Yeah, but I mean, to me, what shtei oisyos? I only want to write the whole thing. So we said, kasher shtei mishim minus five. Write two oisyos. Why can't I have the same thing for itself? If that's what we're looking at, it's not over here a shayla of loy nasis makshavte. That's not the point. Because we could say, but on the way to writing shimayin, you wrote shame? And that's also something. So the issue isn't over here in Lomniskaya and Makshavte. That's not the point. Because even if you decide you're taking out your whole household, if you take out your whole household, you can take out piece by piece. That's also taking out your whole household. But since you define that this is what you're going to be most, it's the same thing as with the caucus we go garret. Right? In the same way that I said, well, ultimately, I'm going to take out a whole bro garret. So. But this act of Otsar isn't kosher. The opposite should also be true. You're telling me that the Hatznah defines what is the Chashivas, not what is my Makhrab. But rather, Hotzah is defined as being Motzi of Dover Chashav. Hey, what defines a Dover Chashav? You said, again, this is how Torah doesn't understand. You said, see, Bishlema, this is really my Lotus Rashi and Torah. Bishlema, if the cash would be on a buy, which is how Rashi learns, then you have a greater Makhrab to ask your question. And if the buyer was the one who said, everything follows Daitai Harishayna, correct? So Tosfos says, so why did we wait until now to ask this question? What does it have to do with right now the discussion of whether it's cultural means desires, whether cultural means a chita? Well, you should have just said maskevel right away. You say it depends on your das, it doesn't depend on your das. Therefore, Tosfos learns this is the pshat. But what the essence was the kasha, aliba de abaya, we'll have to say also involves the same nekuda. That having defined the Otsar of Shabbos on the basis of something which is not a norm, because otherwise, what do you mean, Kolo Yisrael Das Makshav to Rishon Nuro? So I'm saying, was he motzing a shir that was harsh? No, he wasn't. Did he have an intent to be motzing this now? No, he doesn't. Yeah, I don't like what his purpose of being motzing is. So I'm saying, what is this idea of giving a chashivas to the shir of Otsah? So you see, there's something unique about Hatznah over here. That's how Rashi's learning. So this is saying it even to a further extent. You might think, until we came to this last piece, you might think that Afal Pikin, it's a question of the greater of the two. In other words, if I'm option less, it's all about to say if I depart from the norm completely, that not. But now that we've seen that even a chita achas, and that's a departure from the norm, so then apparently there's only a norm when it's a stoma without any definition of hatsuna. This is something that will be inspired, Lamais, in the context of the soteric, of what precisely is the relationship of, remember that every malacha has in it an aspect of Tzricha L'Gufa. So that means that we have an objective definition of how we express the meaning of the malach. You're going to say, you intended to dig a hole in order to get the dirt. And therefore you didn't care about the hole. Well, who cares? I mean, I understand, isn't that a malach? But the point is, there's such a thing as a defined concept of a malach. That's not what we're talking about over here, right? If there was no tsara in that which I was about to say, you're right. then it's Hotzah, not in order to bring something somewhere, maybe just to take something out. That's something I would rather. The Klal wouldn't exist. We're actually talking about Hotzah Sameis. That's one element that needs to be understood. Then we have the question, was it Is'abig Machshavta? I wanted to take it out 3 amas instead of went out 4 amas. Or I wanted to take it out 6 amas instead of went out 5 amas. That's a different question, not in the Shir, but rather, what did I accomplish what I wanted to accomplish? Now there's another question, and that is the Shir of the Chashivas of the thing. Okay? And this we have to see why we have this idea by Hotzah differently than other Malachas. I can't be Machshav less than 2 osios for Ksiva and say, since to me it's Chashir, therefore it's Ksiva. I can't be Machshav less than 2 shuras of Ariga and say, well, to me it's Chashir, so therefore it's an Ariga. Because there it defines the Malacha. Somehow or other, here it's not a question of defining the Malacha. It's a new concept of the Chashivas. Because after all, Hotza'ah doesn't do anything. Correct? That's what's so unique about it. Hotza'ah doesn't do anything. You can't say, what do you mean? But you were Oreg. What's enough to mean? How much are you? You were Oreg. Here it is. I can see objective. I don't see objectively anything when it comes to Hotzah. In the object. There's no objective change. It's a completely relative change. But location, the question of its coordinates. It's not a that's why it's a Malacha Geruah. There's something unique about the nature of Hotzah. This element of Hatzna'ah and its Negiyas, Hotzah, is a key to understanding all element of Hotzah, which is only going to become clear as we go on. But a lot of the things that we took for granted until now are going to be raised in this paragraph. In terms of the relationship of my very act to the position, the way in which I take it out, the way in which it's held, the shear that I desire, and so on and so forth. We're going to be checking all of those things and revising to some extent all of our assumptions here. So, you know, we're back to the Asadis.
Isn't the main element changing from a shoot to a shoot?
Isn't what?
Changing from a shoot to a shoot. It's like taking from private domain to public.
Yeah.
Although it doesn't change anything in the object.
Right, but that's unique. There's no other Malacha of Shabbos that doesn't make a change in an object. Clearly, this is a different idea.
Combines a property.
Make a comment, but it's not a Surah Shabbat. No. It's a because it may come to right. It's nothing to do with Shabbos. It's always a Surah Shabbos. Fine. Answers the Gemara because there's such a thing as Bito Machshav. In other words, it's all very nice to say you can be mechadish, but you cannot be mevatel norms. So over there to say, I am a person to whom less than an entire household is not considered to be chashiv. That's Boko Machshavta, about the Dr. Tzokolada. So that's not a contradiction to the idea of my ability to depart from norms. But there's such a thing as Bokla Daita, in which your das now loses its ability to impact anything, because for all intents and purposes, you're mad. Right? I mean, this is a very common phenomenon. It's the same in any field. You have somebody who will say something. And he stretches the envelope. When he breaks out of the envelope, it's completely rejected. The same thing is true of me. It's such a thing as stretching the envelope of what's included within the broader sense of the potential of a thing. And then there's a complete bottle of a daita, which is no longer seen as being a valid statement about reality at all. It's very difficult to define in many areas where that occurs, but this goes on all the time. Continues the mission. But kol adam in chayav amalav ala kishiyura. So this individual who's matzniya is chayav in whatever it was matzniya, but nobody else would be. Now, wait a minute. That was a very fundamental focus we had before. So obviously, matzniya is dolker of Shimon ben Elazar. I mean, the time, kol amara kishimon ben Elazar, we saw before. The kol she'eno kasher la hatzniya. The ein matznin komo. And normally you would be potter on that. But one guy decides he needs it for whatever purpose. He's matznia. Comes along somebody else, and is hotzi that which another person was matznia. Nitchayav zed and nachshavto shel zed. The idea over here is not, it's not part of malechus machshavas, in which another person's das would have nothing to do with my das and my machshava. It has to do over here with the chashivas of the shir. The chashivas of the shir is something that is definable by someone else too. It becomes chashiv for you. Therefore, if I motzi this part, that you have been matzniya, this is a thing in which the transfer, the change of location is significant. What's the nafkamina? If to me it was significant. Now, obviously, this machlokas between our Mishnah and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is going to provide the key in understanding the difference. I mean, he's finding that it has nothing at all to do with the etz and malach of the Hotzah. It's simply a definition of chashivis. According to our Mishnah, it has everything to do with the etzem hotzah. Why could someone else's chashivas priya chashivas for me. It has to make sense in terms of my malacha. Okay, that's a very different way of looking at it. Oh my Rabbi Omer Nachman Hazirki grow gerit la'achila. This becomes even more delicate. Because once you're saying that it does have something to do with the nature of the malacha, so let me ask you something. You originally intended to take something out for purposes of eating. You took out the shear of eating, which is a grogeret. You now turn around, and before you set it down, you see your nice, bright field up there, and you say, you know what? Chaval to eat these seeds. A little bit of delayed gratification, and I'll have much more. Let me plant it. So by the time you set it down, you've determined that you're going to plant it. Now, for planting, you could have even been motzi pachas b'grogeret, right? Okay. You're chayav. Obviously, you're chayav. Pshita, what's that mean? Zil alchei kishura, v'zil alchei kishura. Who cares? I mean, bottom line is, you took out a shira motzah. I mean, what? It's completely theoretical whether you intend to use it for your frozen yogurt or you intend to use it for putting into the ground. What's an afkamina? Why wouldn't I be chayav? Because ma'u d'teima b'inan akirva notu b'chadam machshava v'aleka, because of the nature of otzah, in which the shear and intent of use becomes fundamental to the otzah itself. So I might have thought, otzah is defined by akira and anocha. If the akira is for purpose A and anocha is for purpose B, then it's, for all intents and purposes, never having done akira and anocha for the same chayvah. Because after all, you just said that it's important to determine what my atzanah was. So there's a tremendous chiddush here. Even if the atzanah is mechayev in terms of the shear, it's not really mechayev in terms of its own purpose. Shear is the same, the atzanah is the same. The purpose was only an indication of what the shear would be, and that was the part that was important to us. It's important to decide that, because that means that we should not confuse the tachlis of the atzanah to be part of the malachas machshavas. That's not true. What do I care whether you wanted to eat it first and then you decided you're going to set it up? Okay, but now let me ask you. Boy, Rav, I mean, now that you've raised the issue, what indeed would be the case in the other way around? Where Lamaisa, you took out a Chatzi Grogeres, where a Chatzi Grogeres is Roy for Zriya, and then, now, if you would have changed your mind for Achila, okay, there you go, Tanya, you changed your mind, you made it Achila, so you weren't Meniach, a Shir that's Chasher. That's a problem. But you know what happened over here? On your way, it got wet. It was raining. And it was tough, but swelled. Now it has the shear of a grogeret. Now that you see there's a nice big handful of stuff, you figure, what the heck, I might as well eat it. So now you decide to eat it, but you still have a shear at this point for eating it. The problem is, you did not have a shear for eating it when you took it out. Now, you said to me, it doesn't matter what your purpose is. Aha, go over here, had my purpose initially been to eat it when I took it out, I wouldn't have been chayav. So the way I'm looking at it now, that my otzar for achila had never had a shear at the time of the original akira. So the question is, I mean, we have to get into the shayla of what is the interrelationship between the machshava and the shear at the time. You're looking at a shear, you can say, well, but at that point it had a shear, now it had a shear. Yes, but at that point it had a shear for purpose X, which is no longer the purpose, and therefore for a current purpose Y, never had a shear before. You can say, I love the way we slice it to sound, you know, to get to the core of the issue over here. So therefore, I want to know, yeah, but what's talk about? Now it expanded. And now he decided he's going to eat it. What would be the din? I'm going to close the door, though. Mar, in the Tzalam HaHosem, with the Mechayev, the Zilach, the Yishura, the Zilach, the Yishura, if you're going to tell me, okay, fine. In the first case, it's partial, because no matter how you look at it, you have a Shir, both of the Akir and the Anach. But HaHosem, given to be in the Avka, Lahavi, the Shir, Achila. Since at the time that you took it out, your current Makshava, at the time of the Anach for Achila, would not have been Mechayev, because you don't have a Shir. Or do we say that, look, if you hadn't said anything about the change, right? So you would have been mechayev on the machshava of Zuriyah. Well, so who cares? But you're now making an announcement. My purpose is to eat. What do we care what your purpose is? We already said your purpose is irrelevant. Your purpose is only relevant insofar as it defines the shear. I mean, the shear, for heaven's sakes. You said before you had a shear. We had a shear. And I don't care. The truth is, if you redefine your purpose, you still have the shear. So who cares? So therefore, just, as far as we're concerned, you never said anything. So I should not be chayav. You should be chayav anyway. V'im timtzaloma. Now, I'm going to ask another case. Says, well, let's zero in on this a little even better. Let's assume for a moment that, yes, since had you shut up now, and not change your machshava. Okay, you would have been mechayev on the machshava zriya on pokus mikro geret. So therefore, you're mechayev now too. How about the other way around? How about if you started off with a shear of asiyu, which is a grogeret, and now goes outside in the boiling hot sun and it shrivels? By the time you're meniach it, it's pochus migrogeret. However, it happens to be that you decide, it's not worth eating, I might as well be zoreh it. Now on zriah, you're chayav of pochus migrogeret. But the problem is, what it is that you took out would no longer be machayev. You can't say, well, just don't redefine things and let it develop the way it was and forget about it. Your redefinition is irrelevant. In this case, it's only your redefinition that would make it fine. How about then? Would we say, so in this case, we are hotzik to go gerbachil v'tzomka. Now it becomes desiccant. V'nimla kalel azriya, and you decide you're going to plant it. Ma'al. I mean, hakavadai ki ishti. Over here, had you not redefined your purpose, amakshava kamaita lo mechayev. You couldn't have been chayav on your original machshava because you didn't have a grogeret to be maniac. So you only did a half a kotza. It was only an akira. It was a manotha. So therefore, it doesn't help now. Odilma. Or do we say, but maybe that's irrelevant. Since at each stage, the shear that you had was commensurate with a choshev achila, all we're interested in hotza is the generic sense of chashivas. I was okay at something that was choshev. Why was it choshev? Because my intent was lachila. And this is the shear. That's the choshev achila. And I was making out something that's chashev. Why is it chashev? Because I was making out something that was right for Zriya. My intent was for Zriya. The question of why, how, where is irrelevant. We only need to ask one shaila. When you picked it up, did you do an act that had a chashev shear? Yes! Don't give me your fancy explanations of why. Just answer yes or no. There was a shear that was chashev for outside. Thank you. When you set it down, was there a shear that was chashev? Oh, thank you. That's all. Everything else is just logistics. It had to be this way in order that you become cautious. But it's irrelevant to us, the changes in your mind and so on and so forth.
But that doesn't change in mind. I think that's before the change in the shape.
No. That's our next question. We're zeroing in on all the questions. That's our next question. And that's an excellent question. It's a question, by the way, that's known as deeply. Well, you have two stages. And in the middle, something happens that would have prevented you from ever concluding what is it we're going to do, like by the carbon. The carbon was nifcha because the bialim became a min, let's say. Then he was chayzer bialim. That's a shaila of dihui. Since the interval was unusable, it becomes unusable in the end. The question would be, look out in Shabbos, and here this is about as close as you get to a real tearing apart of the connection of Akira and Anocha to the Holocha of Otsa. We've always been bonded by that. In other words, because it turns out in a sense that the carrying itself is strangely enough not part of the hotzah in a sense. Because I'm never going to be chayav on it, right? So there's three components. And yet for all intents and purposes we consider two components. So suppose I was apparating in a Harry Potter, right? I do the Akira, I apparate, and I mean yeah, another issue. I never ended up carrying. So would I be chayav on the Akira Na'anocha? But to get a shaylus, if in the middle of the Akira Na'anocha, it was not roy for anything. Let's take a look at what the case is. How Avivtim Tzlorin, if you want to even go so far as saying that this last case that we had is Basar Hashtazlin, Umuchayev. All that's important is to be able to answer the fact that I had a Chashav Hashir for the Q-Anon. What about if I was Motzi Akrogeret and my intent was Frachios, everything is fine. Now, it was Tzomka. At the time that it was Tzomka, I did not change my mind. I said, oh, heck. Nothing here worth eating. And then the rain fell and it was tafka and it now came back again to being a grogeret. And I said, yum, I have my food back. So now, yesh dichui l'inyan Shabbat. Can we say that since had I set it down in that middle moment, it wouldn't have been anocha, it was mechayev. So now I can't connect by akira to anocha because my akira basically ended at the point that it was tzomka. Without a change in my intensive use, because I no longer have anything kosher. The fact that something comes back to life, it's as if it's a new thing that came back to life in the process of Otsa, that it was never okay. So therefore, I should never be chayav if you hold the HD within your Shabbos. Even if it instantly reappears, but where was the Akira? This is like something else.
This isn't like the case we had walked through the Carmelist earlier.
Well, what?
We carrying it, go through the shoes, like you were walking the Carmelist, and then the other side, it's not like that.
Well, that's not so precious. But it's not like that. We're going to be getting to that. Oh, ain't dichui l'inyan Shabbos. Stay. Scott is raising a fascinating issue. Did you hear what Scott raised? It's a brilliant question. If you're willing to contemplate that there's a concept of dikui, then that ought to mean that if you're walking through a karmelis, and you're mochi mershus mershus derech habakam tur derech karmelis, then forget about the shayla of whether hamahalak is ka'emei and all of those questions. Because that it says, if you were meiniachet, why isn't it dikui? Since had I wanted to be meiniachet at this moment, I would not have been chayav. So then, but when I come now and appear on the other side of the karmelis, it should be as if this is something new, in which I was not, okay, I can help you make me up that, but I won't be chayav on the hanocha. So why doesn't the Gemara simply bring from the fact that all through the Masechta we've assumed that the only problem of derech makom tur, derech karmelis, that it's dependent on whether kluta kibisha uncha or whether mahalach kaimed and so on, it's a whole new issue. It's an issue of dikui. What would you say?
What was his intention when he used that? He intended to.
Yeah, he intended to go through the garments and come out on the other side.
So his final intention was to
see the thing.
Garment is just it just so happens that he passed through, but he had no intention of stopping him.
So his so never included the garment. And over here, since I never intended to set this down in the middle anyway, what's enough to me know whether I have the shear or not?
Well, since the issue is here in
Hanifa,
that's more Hanifa, that it's more of the issue of the object as opposed to the place.
So the element in Hotzah, which relates to Malacha Shabbos, still requires an object. Changing an object will have a different impact than the question of whether I would have been chayav had I been meniach, you say. Okay, but so then look how delicate the interrelationships are here. Your question is ma'or, a whole fascinating question, how to look at it.
Yes? But you don't want the object being less, you could never be anything but less, you could never be over.
But it's not an object of shayach to do it
on its own.
It's irrelevant. Okay, so let's boy mine rava mirana. Zorak kezayis truma. Lebayit tameh ma. That's a fascinating question. It doesn't define itself very easily. You have a kezayis of truma. Kezayis is normally not shear. You need a gogeris. We're talking about a chima. In this case, we're introducing a new question, which is: it's truma and now it's tameh, which is apparently significant in some way. So the Gemara, of course, immediately asks, "What are you asking? Lemay, chayav for what?" For Shabbos? I mean, what does Shabbos have to do with the Tumah and the Truma and the... I mean, Shabbos, the Shira, the Gogeret, and period. What's all this have to do with it? Are you asking whether you're Chayav on being the Tame, the Truma, the Yituma? I mean, the Tumah needs a Kibetza, and you only threw a Kisayat.
Truma, Tame is something else.
Well, that's a Machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, and many other Rishonim. Let's assume that. But in terms of having a Hashivas of that, whatever that Hashivas is, you need a Kisayat, a Kibetza. Answers the one, no. We're talking about Shabbos, of course. The point over here is, look, you've got in the house less than a kibetz. You now have a kezayis that if you throw it into the house, it's going to land together with what's already there, you'll end up with a kibetz. Our question is whether the shiur of Shabbos, legavi the hotzah, can be also defined by the importance of this hotzah once it's accomplished. This kezayis is not chashuv, but it will be chashuv the moment that I do the hotzah on it, because when I set it down, it will make an immense nafka mina in that the ofel will have reached critical mass. So you could say a half a gram of uranium isn't important. That's true, but it is when it's together with the rest of it, right? Okay, so over here, same thing. It may not be chashuv right now, but where it is when it lands will make it chashuv, because at that point it's going to change the complete halacha of the Kabbalah's tuma of this truma. So what's the din? Do we say that since there is a tzirah here for tuma, so memelo that's machshavit legavi d'otzah Shabbos, oh dilma kol inyan Shabbos to go gerek mina? Do we say, look, when it comes to Shabbos, you need the shiur of the go gerek. What do I care for other purposes? It has some chashivas. Oh, marle tinin tuma. What do you mean? We know that very clearly in Mishnah. Abba Shaul Omer, Shtei Alechem, V'lechem Afonim, Shiuran B'Kigro Geret. If you're carrying out a piece of the Shtei Alechem and V'lechem Afonim on Shabbos, the Shir is a Gro Geret like on anything else. Why? Why don't we say, Amar, lame, I mean, the way you're raising the question, we could have raised the question there too. We could say, Nidale inyan yotze, because I, since in terms of the psul of the Isser of Yotze in the Torah, once you have a Kesai, it'll become Pasul B'Yotze, and you'll be over on a lab of the Kosher B'Kodesh Pasul, and so on. There's a lot of Sasalach B'Yotze, so it's Negev very much the definition of an Isser. So we should say, since if I'm Motziyad B'Kesayis, I'm going to be doing something that is in fact significant vis-a-vis Dinam of Mikdash. So they need Shabbos Nami B'Kesayis. So the same thing should be true about Shabbos. Elamai, you see that the significance in a different context doesn't define how it's all Shabbos. It's not some overall issue of significance. It's significance in terms of Otsar, uniquely. Oh, says the Gemara, we can't get a riot from there. What kind of comparison is that? How is somebody after? When does it become possible to be Otsar there? The moment that you take it out of the Azara, correct? It doesn't go into Rishus Rabin when you take it out of the Azara, because it's still not a virus, it's surrounded by the Chayav. So you're not going to become Chayav on Shabbos automatically to Rishus Rabin. But by then, it's already became possible Yotze. You can't say it's the Otsah that is Chashem because of the Psul Yotze. Whereas Hacha, Shabbos, Fetuna, Bahari Adarik Asya. The whole point over here is that it's the instant of Hanukkah that makes the difference. And at the instant of Hanukkah, you now have a Shir. Ah! The Otsar very meaningful. That's what I'm asking. Is that meaning sufficient to define the Otsar? But obviously, if it's something that occurred in the middle somewhere before the Otsar, I mean, why would it have not been the Gavishah? Then the Mishnah closes with the words, Chazar v'yichmisar, eino chayav ela kishiyura. You put it, bring it back in, having not used it, and now it becomes just like any other substance. The holtz hatzna'az bottle. And you're no different than anybody else. And whatever the shear would be, if it's Grogeret, you could try it for a Grogeret, and not for your single fita. Isn't it pshita? I mean, obviously, if I didn't use it, and now I just put it back with everything else. I mean, so there's no hatzah. So, of course, it was the vata of the Yerushalayim
Moshe. Was there an ocher? Or, in the middle of the back?
Whatever the case was, I mean, we're interested in this act. Whatever the case was, it's irrelevant to us. Whether there's a new, I mean, obviously it had to be that there was an anocha, or certainly wouldn't be chayiv on a hatnasa. But whether he was chayiv on the first anocha, not chayiv, he changed his mind before, whatever, that's irrelevant. What's the din about the hatnasa now, is our question. So you're telling me when it comes to define the shear of the hatnasa now, it's a shear just like anybody else. Why wouldn't it be just like anybody else? Why isn't this like any other substance? There's no longer a hatzna on it. So it's pshita. On Rabbi, no, it's not pshita. On Rabbi Eskina, when we say that it's not used, it doesn't mean that he simply put it back with everything else. His lack of use was defined by not saying, I'm not going to use it. It was defined by putting it back in the closet. He put it back in the closet, however, Mekomo Nikar. It remains where he set it down. It's not like I'm going to have to go back now and be matzniyah again. So I might have thought, ever since Mekomo Nikar, since it's clear that it's right here, if I ever want to pick it up to the single chita, here's the single chita that I was mentioning here. I still do so. Therefore, comes along the chiddush, that because of the fact that it was thrown into the otsar, it becomes a bitul of his machshava that requires a new hatsna. Amotzi Ochlin, and here we get Scott's question. Amotzi Ochlin, and that's not Allah Skufa. You're taking things out, you set them down on the doorstep. Now, obviously, it's going to turn out that this Skufa was a Carmelis, because otherwise, there's no way of understanding the Mishnah. I mean, it can't be Rishus Rami, it can't be Sayyaki. Because if it was Rishus Rami, you'd be high when you set it down in the first place. If it was Rishus Sayyaki, you'd be high when you took it out in the second place. So, okay, the Gemara will talk that out, but we know already that that's what it's talking about. So why are you putter? Because you did a hanocha in between, and an akira and hanocha, even though your intent might have been to do it this way. But the malach of otzah has to be done as a single act. You can't split it up into pieces. Kupa, she malea peirot. Now, the same thing is true when we say it has to be done as an entire act, is in terms of the contents that you're being motzi. You have now a large barrel that has things in it. to carry out the barrel. Suppose you set the barrel down. You set the barrel down in such a way that part of it remains inside. So Avopi Sharov Peirot Bibachut. So you'll say, okay, so let me be chayev on the part that was set outside. Just because I didn't complete taking out the barrel doesn't mean that I didn't do my malacha about the chat, because I can look at the particular elements that were taken out and say they were taken out. No, nonetheless, you're potter achiotia kola kupa. So unless you did the otsa of the entire kupa when you took it out, so then you would be potter. Now, let's first determine what that skufa was. I skufa mayun, the skufa shitarabim, potter. Well, how could you be potter if it's a shitarabim? How come mafik b'shitarabim? Hell of what? You're going to say it's Rishut HaYachid. How could it be Rishut HaYachid? Then why did the Mishnah say, Bein Shechazar V'Otziyan himself, or Bein Shechazar Acher, you're Potter? How could you be Potter? If the Eskub is Rishut HaYachid, then you would be carrying from Rishut HaYachid, Rishut HaYachid, whether it's you or somebody else would be Chai. So it's obviously not Rishut HaYachid either. Ela Eskufa Karmelit. Must be that the Eskufa is a Mokam Petur. Mokamash Malan. And what then is the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that time of the Nach the Karmelit. The only reason you would be potter on the Hotza'ah is because you set it down. Had you not set it down, passing through a Carmelite is not considered to be an interruption in the Hotza'ah, which at least tells me that the Matnitin de Loke Ben Azai, because we know that Ben Azai said before the Tanya, HaMotzi Mechanut LePlatya Derech Snel Chayav uBen Azai Poter. So the famous sheet of Ben Azai we saw back in the first parak is that the Halicha is the equivalent of HaMotzi, and that when I pass over a place, Mahalak is Ka'imit. And it's as if I stopped. That's not true. Because otherwise the mission would make no sense. It's saying, had I not stopped, I would have been fired. Why? I certainly was walking. It doesn't say Hazore. It says Hamotzi. So apparently, we cannot say that Mahalak Ka'imit. Now, let's take a look at this Kupa case. The Kupa is filled. Okay, what's it filled with? I'll tell you what it's filled with. It's filled with pumpkins. Why is that important? I don't care if it's filled with pumpkins or it's filled with apples. The simple reason, if it's filled with pumpkins, then if I set it down, I never took out a whole pumpkin. But had it been filled with apples, and I set it down, or chardal, where you have tiny grains, I'd be chayev. Whatever part I took out, I would be chayev. So lo shonu says, chizkia lebekupa malaya kishuin mediluim, abu malaya chardal chayav. So Alma Kasava Agakli Lapshmi Agat. So what does Chizkiah hold? Chizkiah holds that the fact that this is whose water is this? Because we never had Nivyot in here. Even though I've got plenty shear of goats, maybe I've got 50 grogros in the piece of the kupa that I set down, but the kupa defines an object. That would be called agat kli. He obviously doesn't hold that. If it would have been filled with chardal, I could have looked at each grogeret of chardal as being set. If I'm looking at a pumpkin, then I'm looking at a single entity, which itself I wasn't motzi, so I'm doing it by halves. You can't do hotza by halves. Right, they're full of individual, but when I set the kupa down halfway, I don't have a single whole one. It's on one side of the line. No, they're big things. Big, big pumpkins. 800 pound pumpkins. Guinness Book of World Record pumpkins.
All fitted into a little barrel.
That actually was over 800 pounds is the current record for pumpkin.
Not bad. How many years did it have to grow?
I don't know. I'll figure it out.
The last one was in Kishuin. The last is in Kishuin, but Kishuin was my ear, but it's
grow the bigger. You should see the ones from South Africa and New Zealand. Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu Mele'ah Chardal Patur. Even if what you took out, there was plenty of separate entities that were taken out completely into the other reshut, would be patur. Why? He holds that the entire kli is one entity. Omer Rabbi Zera, you know, what's interesting is, if you take a look at the Mishnah, as usual, the Mishnah leaves us in limbo, because the Mishnah is mashma malagid of shat. Masis in the lo kechizkiya deka, but lo kechizkiya deka. Kechizkiya lo deka, it's not mashma like Chizkiah, because the Mishnah says Achiotziat Kol HaKupa. Kol HaKupa means you have to take out the container. Why have to take out the container? The issue isn't the container. According to Chizkiah, the issue is one thing in the container. So time of the Kol HaKupa. Suppose I would take out Kol HaPirot, so that I definitely have a whole pumpkin on the other side. Huh? So then you would be potter. So you see that the Mishnah holds for sure. You have to look at the container, which means that Agav Kli Yishmei Agav. Yet on the other hand, you can't simply say that the Mishnah is following Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan lo dega either. The Ktani Af Api Sherov Peirot. What's this Rov Peirot? What do you mean Rov Peirot? It has nothing to do with Rov Peirot. It's not Rov Peirot. Even if it was Kol Peirot. The way Rabbi Yochanan is learning, we look at the entire thing as one entity. One entity includes the Kli. So what's that to do with the Peirot? So even if Kol Peirot would be Bachutz, you would be Potter according to Rabbi Yochanan. But here it's saying, time of the Rov Peirot. For Kol Peirot, had you taken the entire contents out, even though the kupa is still stuck half in there, we don't say agat kli shmei agat. I thought Rabbi Yochanan was agat shmei kli agat. So alma kesav agat kli lav shmei agat. Elokasha. So I mean, look, this has got to make sense one way or the other. I mean, but the Mishnah contradicts itself. So what are you saying? Oh, well, obviously, Chizkiah is going to learn the Mishnah one way, and Rabbi Yochanan is going to learn the Mishnah the other way. Chizkiah is betarets time, Rabbi Yochanan is betarets time. Chizkiah, who holds that had it been Malaya Chardal, you would have been Chayev and all that. Agat Kuli Lav Shmi Agat. See, he says the Mishnah is like this. Achi Yotziat Kol HaKupa. Now you have to insert this in your mind in the Mishnah. Vamed Vaimamur Bekupa Malaya Kishuin V'Diluin. Which, where the Kol HaKupa is the only way to be sure that you got everything out. Ava Malaya Chardal. So then, Achi Yotziat Kol HaKupa, meaning that's the equivalent of Otsat Kol HaKupa. You definitely took out the entire Kuli, the entire preamble. And therefore you'd be chayim, because the Mishnah is coming to tell me first the smaller chiddush, and then clarifying it, what the din would be about the pri. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan mitarets tamei, afal pi sherov perot b'chutz, and those who abzu lo rov perot afil kol perot would also be potter. Achi yotziat kol hakupa. Basically, hamotzi kupat harochli. Getting back to that good old Avon bag. Now over here, you picked up that Avon bag, you took it out, but you set it down on the Askufa Chitzona, and now it's not entirely outside. Meaning Bachwitz Potter. Archiotziat Kalakupa. Even though most of the contents of the bag are outside. Now, I mean, normally the Avon bag consists of different tubes and little packages and bottles and so on, whether it's perfume, skin cleansers, lipsticks and whatever. I mean, if you took out half of it, so there must be probably 20, 30 items that were completely removed. And yet it says over here that you would be potter. So if I'm a kasafid, I think it's Srori. We assume that there's a normal Avon bag. There's separate packages in it. That's Srori, there's separate tides. Here's a special fiskim. What we're talking over here is an Avon bag that has these long, you know, let's say it has bunches of cinnamon in it, bunches of pepper in it, and bunches of different spices, but they're long, and if I don't take out the entire thing, it's equivalent to diluvian and kishur, are we in the previous case? Some part of the various things, of each thing, will be left inside. If I don't take out the whole thing, that must be what it's talking about. Somebody steals a wallet on Shabbos. Suppose a guy's yard picks up a wallet and he walks out. So you'd say, come lay better robbing things. I mean, Chayev Misa on those, huh? He should be potter on the stealing. But the stealing, he was Chayev as soon as he picked it up. And if he had stayed there the rest of Shabbos, he already would have been Chayev. Because he didn't do the Hotzah. So therefore, the Hotzah is irrelevant. No, it's not as part of the getaway, but it's not part of the Gnei.
It's like keeping it up with intention to keep it.
You're going in.
No,
only if you didn't pick it up for yourself. There's no hakabot. So trying to tie it, the Gneva kodem, she have only days for Shabbat. But suppose indeed you didn't do hakabot. Suppose you were megarer of Yosef. You're dragging it out. So now, okay, this is another way to steal. You know, you throw, stick a little thing in there, loop it around the wallet, and you're pulling it out. Okay, so now you pull it out of Shabbos over there, you would be potter, because you're only tainah it when you complete the shivan rishus. But the moment that you're mishana the rishus of the object, so then you're also chayav on Shabbos. So over there, you would be potter. Shari yisi Shabbos b'shik neva b'yin kachas. Now, problem is that he's not that agat pli shmei agat. Let's say that we would hold like Rav Yochanan. How do you explain the Mishnah? Because according to Rav Yochanan, the moment that you get out the top of the wallet, you can pull out the money. So if you can pull out the money, at that point it's already in your rishus. But part of the wallet is still back in the other rishus of Gabi Shabbos. So therefore you should have been chayev on the geneva first, an instant before you completed the pulling out of the wallet. So why, according to Rav Yochanan, is it considered to be kamlei ben rabimine? Kadim lei yisra geneva lei yisra Shabbos? And it says the Gemara, you're right. If you had pulled that wallet out, that the opening was facing you, that's true. And indeed, you would be chayev on the geneva. So idavki derech pivah finav. Hachum, I ask you, idavki derech shulav. It's best over here, of course, if we don't think of a wallet. We think instead of Uncle Scrooge's money bag. So here we've got this. Uncle Scrooge's money bag also always has the little strings on top that you can tie it with, because they're the things that turn into the wings that it flies away with every time. Right? This is important to the sugya, because if you have the bag facing you, you can slip out the contents from the top of the bag. But it's talking about over here that the bag is actually facing inside, and you're trying to get the opening towards you, and you're aki derek shulav. Ah! The problem is, though, the money bag is sewed. And on the bottom of the money bag, it says, apparently they didn't do a really good job sewing in those days, but in the bottom of the money bag, you could just sort of spread it a little bit, you know, without tearing, and you wouldn't be Michal Shabbos. But you could still get to the dough, you see. So why can't you get it out to the Mokum Chalva? Viboy Mafkile Vishakil. Oh, it's talking about bars of gold in the money. The Maska. So since it's the Maska, you're not going to be able to take the bar of gold until it's completely removed. Once it's completely removed, so it's already the instant that it comes into the Rishas, the urine. So therefore you won't be fired, because it happens at the same time. Wait. But what about those strings? The flyaway strings? They're still in the other rishus. So kimadika shnatsim, you've got the shnatsim, which are the pulls, and they extend still. I mean, as you're pulling it, the shnatsim are undoubtedly stuck back in the other rishus. You're still pulling it in. So that means part of the object is still in the other rishus. But you said when part of an object is in another rishus, that it's agar. I never did my entire hotzah, so I should be potter on the hotzah also, because I got the daska before I got the shnatsim. So kimanika shnatsim mafikle atumi vishori vishakil. Look, if you bring it out until it's the mouth of it is open, I can now get out the bar of gold. But the shnatsim remain agirim igavoy. They remain stuck inside. Answers the Gemara, we're going to have to reluctantly say the leka shnatsim. Shvaka money bag, but there you go. It doesn't have any shnatz in this money bag. Okay. Vibhaisema, or I can come up with another brilliant answer. It does have shnatz, but the shnatzim are wrapped on it instead of sticking into the other rishos. How about that?
Closed.
Not much of a problem. We'll manage with our shnatz, okay? So the itlay umichrachayaluye. The truth is that this machlokus that we just had between Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan, we have also between Rav and Abaye. V'cheinom Rava, lo shanel bekupa melayaki shuin v'diluim. Where do we say that the whole kupa has to go out? That's only if it was filled with pumpkins. Avo melayak hadal, if it's filled with mustard, then you would be chayim. So he too, therefore, holds that Chizkiah aga, we love shmei aga. Was Abaye amar, as Rabbi Yochanan did? Even if it's full of mustard seed, you would still be potter, because if part of a kli is left inside, then all of the things inside of it have not yet been removed from that rishus. And you know what happened? They were very persuasive. Abaye and Rava were so persuasive that they each persuaded the other that they were right. And so they ended up switching opinions. It's like the ultimate duel, you know, whoever shoots first, both shoots. So come Abaye. What happened is that come Abaye Bishitasi the Rav, and come Rava Bishitasi the Abaye. Each one twisted around and ended up with the other one chief. Now, we have a problem, says the Gemara. Rami da Abaye de Abaye, Rami de Rava de Rav. Do you want to do this, or are you losing concentration?
A couple of lines.
I mean, I figure when you're the Mishnah, huh? You can tell me to stop. You can tell me if you're listening. Sure, it's a thing. Okay. So now, being, as Tosis explains, we know for a fact that the things that we are about to ask were said after they already had charot in each one, because otherwise we'd always say, yeah, how can you ever ask a question to point out a contradiction? That was said before, that was said after, but we know that they changed their mind. It's talking about that the following statements are known to have been made after they changed their mind. So now we have what appears to be a contradiction. Because, let's try Rabba first. Rabbi de Rabba de Rabba. Dietma. Hamotzi peirot l'shut rabbi. You're carrying peirot. Abaya omer biyad chayav bekli patur. V'rav omer biyad patur bekli chayav. So here, Lefer, we came out saying that kama abaya b'shitasi de Rabba. That here, we find that Rabba saying biyad, you would be patur. And Abaya is saying that biyad, you would be chayav. So in other words, all that we care about is the hotza'ah of the peirot, even though your body is left behind. But it was saying the kli is potter, the part of the kli is left in the rishus.
But he just sticks out his hand with the first stood on the door and put out his hand.
It's the first mishnah, which we're about to get to. We're about to ask him the first mishnah of the Messiah. But it certainly, if you're going to tell me that agat shmi, kli, shmi agat, what's that to say? Klipat, the klipatur, why would you be patur b'kli? In other words, obviously not the klipatur, it can't mean if you carry something the klipatur means. If still something is left in the kli that hasn't been taken out, it would be patur mashenke. If you're carrying things in your hand, then we don't say since part of your body is left behind, so therefore the pairs that you carried out are not, that's not a problem. We don't say I got on a body, but we do say I got on a kli. But I thought you said that they changed their mind, and that Abaye, who said that the Afilo Malaya Kardal, Abaya had changed his mind. And he said now that, no, actually, you don't hold that Afilo Malaya Kardal, and that Agat Kli is Lakshmi Agat. So why does he say over here, B'Kli Patur? Did he change his mind back again? And Rav, I thought, said that B'Kli, you would be Patur, because he ended up in the sheet of Abaya, which was the sheet of Chizkiah, that said that Agat Kli is Shmei Agat. So they both reversed their sheet again? Well, April. They didn't reverse their sheet. We reversed what was said. Actually, it was Abaye who said that the kli you would be chayiv, and that's because the kli is not considered to be. Right? Yeah. Okay. So we apparently somebody said it over based on the original way in which it had been said. But ask the Mishnah. Ask the Gemara. But wait a minute. You made a comment here that has me really confused. The part about the kli, okay, fine. I mean, that's our mishnah. The part about the yad, that's very confusing because the first mishnah in the Masechta seems to say the opposite of what you're saying over here. You're saying the yad, you would be chayav. So in other words, we don't care about the fact that your body is back in the other rishus. Doesn't matter as long as the peiros are in the rishus in which you were motzi them. That's what it seems to be saying. If I remember correctly, this was the case in the first Mishnah of Pashat Balabayit et Yodol Lechutz. V'natala ani mitocham. V'shnatana tocham izniz, shneim turim. I understand. If the Balabayit stuck his hand out holding peros in it, and you say that Agad Yad is Lav Shmei Agad, and all I have to do is look at the peros. So what am I missing over here? So that means that the moment that he stuck his hand out, into Shusha Rabbi was Motzi the peros. So look. What are you talking? No, for heaven's sakes. The problem over there isn't because of Agat. The problem over there is that you were not being niyach them in Rishus HaRabim. Had you put these pairs lamata b'shlosh etvot, let's say, so they would have been munach for Rishus HaRabim, so you would have been chayav. And we wouldn't have said, how could you be chayav? The rest of the guy's hand is stuck with his body in the other Rishus. Because Agat Yad, Yilach Shmei Agat. But that was the issue in the first Mishnah, was the issue of Agat Yad in terms of not having done the complete hotzah. The issue over there was that since my hand is connected to my body is in a different rishus, I cannot consider something hanging in another rishus where I'm not in to be mechuber to that rishus as if it's munach there. That's the only problem. But had my hand been lamata mishloish etvachim, in which case the peiros would have been considered to be munach, so then there wouldn't have been any problem. Answers the Gemara, therefore, that's no kasha. Hasam lamala mishloish. That had a different question. The Mishnah over there was focusing on Akira and Hanocha. And therefore, it was kulo a function of betok shlosh l'mal mishlosh. Our mishnah is not functioning on focusing on akira and anacha. Our mishnah is focusing on hotzah. What part of a thing needs to be in what rishus? A completely different focus. What are you using? The words are the same. I mean, that's a different context. So over here, we're sort of, whatever the case is that requires anacha, I'll fill that in. L'mata mishlosh etvachim. Okay, thank you. Now, is the fact that something is in your hand and part of your hand is still another rishus significant? No. Is the fact that something is in a kli and part of a kli is in another rishus significant? Yes. That's all the same. I'll leave it up. Makes perfectly good sense. So agat shmei, kli, shmei agat. Agat yad, lav shmei agat. It's irrelevant what the halacha would be. Look, I'll be hanocha per se. Because that's what we're talking about. All right. Okay. We're going to have some fun. Let's start from Hamatzniel. Hamatzniel is there to do the little four voices. We shall be sky in the course of the fall of the main fire of the law of the Kishiro. As I give me sign of fire of the Kishiro. Lama Lila meets the Hamatzniel. We say Hamotzi is there to do the little four sky of the course of Omrabai. Yea, for my skin, if you're going to cheat Sneo, Shaka, Lamai Sneo. Bahash to come out with my stomach. Now at the time of the two about the Marsha. Hamash Mulan Kalo said, Adad Rishonah was said. Omrav Yeram Shlomo Chayev already made up once if he taught Chata Zriyah. Oh, Pshita, Koshu. No, at the time of Koshu, Lafuki Migo Gerard, but we all at least not think at the site. Come ask for that. Mark, the Torah of Yitzhak, the Rebbe Yehuda, the Miata, the Shev Lo Tzik Kol Beto. Can you tell me, Rav, and I'm Shlomo Chayev, and I'm Atik Kulei? No, Hatam Bafa Tato, Eto Kol Adam. V'chol Adam Ein Chayavim Alav, Elo Akishiro. Now, Mark, we need to look at Rebbe Shimon Ben Al-Azhar. The Tanya Klal, Amar Rebbe Shimon Ben Al-Azhar, Kol Shei No Kasher La'atzniya Ve'im Atzniya Kamo, V'uvshar Lezeh V'yitzniya, U'ba Akher Va'otzi, Yitzchayev Zeh, V'dach Shaktor Shal Zeh. Omar Rav, Om Reb Nachman, Otzi, Ki Gro Geret La'atzila, V'nim La'chalel L'zriya, Inami, L'zriya V'nim La'chalel L'atzila, Kayyad. Pshita, why not? Zil hafi kishiru, zil hafi kishiru, nah. Ma, the tema bina na kirvan noka b'chora makshavta v'leka, gomash v'lan. Boy, Rav, okay, but how about if hotzi chatsi go gerat v'zriyah, and then it was tavcha. And now it was nimra chala lakila ma. Eat it, so that first case, sasim in b'chai, zil hafi kishiru, zil hafi kishiru, both for akil and zriyah. But over here, hafa kivan to be eaten at the afra, lo habi be shiru akila. So you wouldn't have been chayim if your ritual matter was rapiyah. So therefore, lo machayim. Odeh makima dilo ishti kolo fishe valea. He still would have been chayim since his original intent is rizriya. So machayim amachshav with rizriya. Sashanami machayim. V'im tinsel lo makima dilo ishti kolo fishe valea. Mishayim amachshav with rizriya. That therefore, ashanami machayim. What about a case where odziku gogeret lachilav et samka. And then nimlach ala rizriya ma'ocha vadai. Had he not changed his mind, amachshav akamaisa lo machayim. Or do we say, who cares? Dima Basa Hashkaz Lina. And anyway, should be fired. Now, Im Tim Salama Basa Hashkaz Lina Mechayev, what would be the case of Hotzik Tergogere? And he did it Lachila. And then it was Tzamka. And then it was Chazav Atavcha. Question being, Yej Di Hui Linyan Shabbat, or Ein Di Hui Linyan Shabbat? Take it. Boy, Mine Rabba Miram Nachman, Zorak Gizayat Chuma, Labai Tamek Ma. Lamai, you mean your Shabbos to Rogeret Bina? You mean your Tumah, Kibetza, Ochlin Dina? No, 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 you mean your Shabbos. Well, you're going to eat up a chot me Kibetza, Ochlin. Vahai, Mashli Mola Kibetza, Ma. Meet him, it's Tarif, Inyan Tumah, Mechayim Nami, Inyan Shabbat. But Dilma, call Inyan Shabbat, it's only the Rogeret discussion. Oh, my light, and it to Ah, Vasha Omer. Stay a lechem, lechem upon him, Shiur to Rogeret, why? Why don't we say Milinian Yotze? Because I have this question. Milinian Shabbos Nami. Because I have this question. Okay, I saw him now. After Kutzu Chomat Azara, already was Yitzchilah B'Yotze. He's not going to be Chayav on Shabbos. I demand the Kodesh Rav completely. Whereas also Shabbat V'Tumah Mamish at the same instant that the you finished your Hanukkah. Chazar Bich Nisayno Chayav Al Kishiru Pshita. I'm Rabbi Yaakov Meiskin. Don't you zork a lot? So you weren't really Mavatu Yomach Shabbat. Because Bekomo is Nikr. So, Mada Timmy, given the Bekomo Nikr, Mitzvah Kamaisakoi, Kamash Malon, Mida Zarka, Otzer, the Tulip Batha is original and small. Amotzi, Oath, Limanatan, Alaskufa, Benjakazar, Otzi, and Benjatian Acher, Potur, Bibne Shaloa, Samarto, Bevatachat, Kupa, Shimlea Perot, Natana, Alaskufa, Achim Sona, Afo Pisha Rov, Perot, Bibachutz, Potur, Achotzi, et Kol Hakupa. Now, I ask you for mine. Let us go to Shitrabin, Potur, Machim Zdeh, Nishrabin, Elaskum Zdeh, Achim. So then how do you make sense of Ben Shafazar, Votsian, Ben Shotsian, Acher, Poturakam, Abba, Meshulakam, Meshulakam, Arabim? And let's go for Karmelik, the commercial one, Taima de Nach the Karmelik, alone Nach the Karmelik Mechayev, which means that Masi is a Lokim Ben Azai. The Tanya Motsim, Echanut, La Plata, Der Stau Chayev, Ben Azai put there, Kupa, she Malaya pears on the Chiskey, what kind of pears? Lachana, but good Malaya, Kishum, did we? But if it was Malaya Kardal, then you would be Chayev. Alma Kasavar Agat Kli, Lapshmi Agat, Rabbi Yoframa, Afilu Malaya Kardal Patur, Alma Kasavar Agat Kli, is Shmei Agat. Amar Rabbi Zera, look at the Mishnah, and it's interesting, it's the Loka, Fiske, the Loka of Yofan Deke, Fiske Lo Deke, Diktani, Acher Tziet Kola Kupa, Taima, the Kola Kupa, a Kola Perot, it would be Potter, so Amar Kasavar Agat Kli, Shmei Agat. Whereas on the other Eker of Yofan, no Deke, it doesn't have to be Shrove Perot, of course. Mashma, time the Rove Perot, but it had Kola Perot in, I forgot the Agila Kupa Megaboy, that would have been enough to be Chayev. So apparently Agat Kli is Lav Shmei Agat. How do you explain that? Well, how do you explain it? Isn't that a Kasha? Well, Chiske Metaz Atayim, Rav Yochanan Metaz Atayim. Chiske Metaz Atayim, Yad Shiyot Tiyot Kol HaKupa, Bambe Dvar Mamur Bekupa Malay Kishum Diluin, Abba Malay Echadam Nase, Kami Shiyot Tiyot Kol HaKupa Vachay. Rav Yochanan Metaz Atayim. Ach, Opi Shirov Perot Bakus. And by the way, Andy Bunch, Lo Rov Perot Bavad, and I feel Kol Perot, it's still be Potter. Ad Shiyot Tiyot Et Kol HaKupa. Meise, Amotzi Kupa Tarof Lim. No, not that, Alas Kufa Chitzona. Ach, Opi Shirov Mi Mahutz. Potter Ad Shiyot Tiyot Kol HaKupa. I'm not a fisky. No, we're not talking about sorority. We're talking about honesty. Must Rabbi Bar Abaye. I'm going to kiss b'Shabbat Chayav. Shekvar Nitzchayev b'Gneiva. Kodem Shevoledi Yisro Shabbat. Whereas I am a garer b'Yotzei Patur. Shere Yisro Gneiva b'Yisro Shabbat b'Inkecha. V'Yisro Kadaitach Agad Kli. Is Shmei Agad. Turns out Kodem Yisro Gneiva Yisro Shabbat. Now, either Avki Derek Pid would be right. But Avma Yisro Avki Derek Shula. Okay, even so. And you can welcome Chalma. The boy Mavkalei B'Shabbat. Yeah, we're talking about a Nazca, which is the equivalent of a diluin. So give me the Iker Shnotzi. Still, you could be mafically out to me, and at that point you can untie it, take out the Nazca, and be chayav Gneva, whereas the Shnotzim would still be Ugad Mibgaboy. So let the Shnotzim, okay? Where there are Shnotzim, they're wrapped around your neck. Leave me alone. V'chein amar Rava, lo shonon el v'kupa b'ef yishuvi diluin, ava m'leah kardal chayav, ava kasava agad kli lav shmi agad, abay amar, afilu m'leah kardal, but ava kasava agad kli, ish shmi agad. In the end, come abay b'shitas de Rava, and come Rava b'shitas de abay. But wait, Rami de abay, ave abay, v'rami de Rava, ave Rava. But what do you mean when you say biyad chayav? How do you learn the Mishnah? It's not parshat balabai that you don't mechutz. Benatala ani mitocha, or shatara ukabek shtem turi. The moment that he put it out, he bechayav. No, hasam lemala mishlosha. It was not enough. Ochalam mata mishlosha.
Interesting stuff.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
This gives the door of the transition.
Like Rabbi Yochanan.
Rabbi Yochanan was considered
generally tomorrow. You
know, there are times we say that if they wanted to, they could be clearly. No, you're happy with the sugar or not today? Maybe next time I go on a trip, you'd be willing to take over this year. What do you think? Rabbi would help you prepare. You want to stay out of the limelight?
Looking to hear you. You're showing me the Hasidah. Is there ever a tradition of Hasidah that's in the Bible?